What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Newlyweds Podcast. I'm Brian Sorrell, here with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great week. Hope it's a wonderful Tuesday for you. Oh, we're recording on a Tuesday once again.
Yep.
We find Tuesdays just to be the money-making episode night, so we've kept it rolling.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, let's talk about our past weekend.
Sure.
Go ahead. Take it away.
So, I spent the weekend, as I've spent my last couple weekends, looking for the bear.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to say?
No, I just thought you were going to elaborate more about your bear hunting.
So, when we moved into this house a year ago, like literally one of the very first nights we moved in, we slept with the window open, and that night I woke up in the middle of the night because I heard like a really loud roar. And the next morning I woke Brian up and I told him, I said, I heard this animal last night like roaring at 3 a.m. It woke me up, and he didn't believe me. So I looked it up, and it turns out it was a bear.
But it wasn't in our neighborhood.
It was. And then I saw an article later that week saying that there was a bear on the golf course, which is right by our house. So anyways, Brian didn't believe me that there was a bear or that we live near the bears. And now the bears are back.
I just thought, I guess this is new news to me, because I thought that the bear was found on the golf course in Castle Pines.
No, Plum Creek.
So maybe it was in this neck of the woods.
Yeah. So anyways, I have this app. It's called the Neighbors app. And it's literally like the best app ever. It's kind of similar to Facebook, but it's just like people that live around you. So like it's no one I know. And all these people are just posting about the bear like when it pops up. So I've just been kind of tracking his movements, trying to find him.
She's literally on the equivalent. The equivalent to this app for her is damn near like, for real, probably Instagram. I'm not going to say TikTok because I think TikTok takes the cake.
Yeah.
But like,
I have alerts.
That's what I'm saying.
I literally have alerts. Like every time I get an alert, like it's usually like an email alert. It says like, oh, new post.
You're
on
a
Neighbors.
Hunter.
I literally click on it and go to check. And it's almost always about the bear.
I'm telling you, honey. It's our roots.
Yeah.
You're one with coming with nature. Find the beast, you know?
Yeah. So anyways, the bear was literally like 5 minutes away from our house this past weekend, and it's a mama and her baby. And I just want to see them one time before they go into hibernation.
But I think we'll see it.
Well, the Neighbors app will keep us updated on where it is.
I think we just like need to go. It needs to happen on a weekend, ideally. Ideally.
Yeah.
Like we need to get the notification pinging we're gone.
Yeah.
We're after it.
Yeah.
Like out the door. We need to have a go bag.
Yeah.
Like, but yes.
But honestly, it's like in people's backyards. Like, I don't. The only thing was the other day, it was not in the backyard. It was in this field, this little canyon area that we could get to and drive to.
But even the picture you sent me today, that's
that was someone's backyard.
Nuh-uh. There was a bridge, like over a creek.
Yeah, she said that's her backyard.
Oh, shit. She
got a nice backyard, huh?
Shit, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was like public road that they were walking on.
Yeah, no, that's her backyard.
All right.
So anyways, download the Neighbors app because, you know, they always got the tea on there. I be seeing about
people. We don't get paid from this. We don't get any paid promotion.
Getting, like, the high schoolers getting arrested. You know, every time the fire trucks are out or police are out, people on Neighbors are saying, what's going on?
You're getting the tea.
And I'm reading the comments to figure it out. So, like, I just know everything that's happening.
Oh, yeah. That tea's piping.
Download the app.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Anyways, what's new with you?
Nothing. This weekend. What did I do this weekend? What did we do on Saturday? Saturday, my wife stood me up for the movies.
That's not true.
I was excited to go, and you pulled the rug out from underneath.
It was
your movie that you wanted to go see.
I've been asking Brian to go to the movies for the last, like, 3 weeks. We tried to go. The first time I asked, we were both about it.
We were hyped.
We were so excited. We went to Walgreens. We got, like, all. We spent literally,
$21 in candy.
$20 on candy. I have my big purse. We had all our candy, and we were so excited to go. And this movie was at, like, 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know me and Brian, you know we don't leave the house.
I'm literally asleep at 10:30 every night.
After the sun goes down, we're not leaving the house.
Yep.
Like, so this was on a Friday night, like after Brian had gone to work all day, and like We had got at the house. We were ready to
go. Okay, let's relax. It's not like I'm working in the fields. Like,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you, if you know us, you know, like, we don't like to leave the house if we've already been out all day. So anyways, we show up to the movie theater so excited to see this movie. It's like it had just came out that day, I think, right?
It was around, like, maybe a day before or something, but it was close to release night.
Yeah, and we show up, and the little guy's like, oh, sorry, our projector in that room is broken, so the movie's canceled.
I thought he was kidding.
Yeah, so did I, because he, like, kind of laughed.
Yeah, like, he was real awkward with it. I think he was, I don't know, I guess it's a big deal in the movie biz. I mean, it makes sense, you know? Yeah. Theater's down, shit.
And then he told awkward. Us, I could get you tickets to see Harold and the Purple Crown.
Yeah, dude, just shut up. Just send us home. Don't, we're coming here to see a thriller?
Yeah.
Don't send me the kids' movie.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Yeah. So we were very upset.
Just, yeah, poor customer service.
Yeah.
And we were at an all-time high. We were rolling.
Yeah. And then we came home and ate, like, 3 of the 10 candies we got.
No, we didn't crack those open. We put them aside.
The Sour Straws and the Jolly Ranchers.
No. Don't get it twisted. We were initially said we were going to hold them off till next weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You broke into it the next day saying, I'm taking these to work.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah, don't get it twisted.
And we then did, I did.
We didn't crush anything that night.
I did.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the next weekend, which was this last weekend, we tried to go again, but then Brian was like, he wanted to see the trailer, and he said this movie looked dumb, and so then I looked at the reviews, and the reviews are bad.
Regardless, we were initially still going. That was not me looking up the review, the trailer was not the issue. Not the issue.
Well, then I got was nervous. Excited to go.
You went and took a bath. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 30 minutes had passed, and you said, you know what, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, because then I looked at the reviews and everyone was saying this is literally the worst movie they've ever seen.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll give it another shot.
Yeah. So maybe this weekend.
Yeah. But on top of that, then on Sunday, we just did some housework.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, we just did some housework, if I recall properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So housework.
What else?
So obviously, I never do shit. You know, as you guys continuously hear.
That's not true.
But this past weekend, your boy was working. Like, he was getting after it. And I stubbed my toe on something. I don't recall what it was. I couldn't, you know, give you a time, what I was doing, what I was carrying. Because I was just doing so much this weekend on Sunday, cleaning up. That it just happened. And I had socks on and shoes. So, this is kind of like in the 11 o'clock-ish time frame. 11 in the morning, we're doing some activities.
Yeah.
But then we chilled for a little bit. Then, when I was getting ready to take a shower, because we were getting ready for dinner, then, I'm going to start over. That was a rewind. So, we're doing some chores around the house. I'm carrying boxes. No big deal. Up and down to the basement. You know, husband type stuff.
Brian had, after a long day of doing chores, Brian had sat down on the couch. I'm making dinner, all the stuff, whatever. And I had just got back from a walk with Ruby. So I came into the house. I'm sweating. And I'm about to cook dinner. And I, you know, as you do sometimes, took my anger out on Brian. And I said, can you get up and do some shit and help, like, finish cleaning up the house? Because there was, like, all these boxes that need to go down to the basement and the golf clubs and everything. I said, get up and do some shit and clean the house.
And then off of that, like, I'm telling Elizabeth. And this is not the first time I've mentioned it to her. I'm like, babe, like, my toe hurts, like, for real. And she literally comes back at me and says, I don't care.
I don't remember saying, I don't care. But I told him, I said, go get the vacuum and vacuum the house. Because, like,
it was just the downstairs. It wasn't that much.
It needed to be vacuumed. So I told him to go upstairs and get the vacuum.
So, yeah. So I take these. There's a few boxes that I take down to the basement. Go get the vacuum the house, you know. Then I go, I'm sitting down at the table as Elizabeth is preparing dinner. I'm just, you know, chilling there. I'm like, shit, my foot hurts. Long story short, with a broken toe.
He literally pulled a sock off and his big toe
is jacked.
Is black and like
black and blue.
So it's black and looks crazy. And I was like, oh my God, I literally think your toe is broken.
Yep. Yep. So that was it. So, injury and all, did my husband duties.
Yeah, so, you know, I felt bad after that.
Yeah, she's been sweet ever since, but.
Yeah, so then I had to take him to urgent care. Then I got him some Popeyes for dinner to make up for it.
Exactly. And it was always, I mean, you can't go wrong with Popeyes after a long day.
And our house is clean now, so that's really all that matters.
Exactly, exactly. So overall, good weekend.
Good weekend.
And then typical Monday. Nobody likes a Monday, but it's came and gone now, and we're on to a wonderful Tuesday, heading into a beautiful Wednesday.
Well,
you're almost done the work week.
Yes.
You're halfway.
I am halfway. But anyways, I wanted to talk about my book club from last week. As you all know, I had my first book club this past week. And we weren't sure if I was going to finish the book. As you recall, I was only 3 hours into a 17-hour audiobook the day before the book club.
I don't know how the hell you got it done.
So I obviously didn't read anymore that night. So the day of the book club, I was still 3 hours and 17 minutes into the book. 3 hours of 17 hours into the book.
Yep.
So anyways, I thought I could just listen all day at work and finish in time. And then on the way to work, I discovered that you can like up the speed of the audiobooks, right? It's like,
No, you were coming back. Like, this was late.
No, this was
I thought you figured this out.
In the morning, I figured it out.
That Wednesday, the day of your book club.
The day of my book club, I had figured it out. So I was listening to it on 1.5 speed, which is fine. The lady was talking really slow. So 1.5 was like normal. That's fine for me. Mm-hmm. And then like it happened to be a really busy day at work. So like 2 hours that I should have been listening to my book, like I had to do actual work. So I couldn't listen to my book.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I couldn't listen to my actual book because like I needed to focus, and like I couldn't focus with that in my head and like do my work.
Of course.
So anyways, I was like, let me just up the speed some more. So, you know, I up the speed to like 1.75, which is fast, but not unreasonable. Like I can still hear whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kept getting busier and busier. I kept having to put off my book. And all of a sudden I'm having to listen to this book at like 2.75 speed.
Yeah.
To listen.
Yep.
And do you know how miserable it is to sit there with your headphones in at 2.75 speed for like 6 hours a day, and I had to have it on max volume because everyone around me wanted to be so loud that day?
No, I know. Like, you showed me the two that you tried, like the 1.5 and the 2.5.
Yeah.
The 1.5 was 100% manageable.
Yeah.
But when you went to the 2.5, like, yes, you can hear it, but it's not like you're just automatically like crystal processing, clear processing.
Yeah.
It's you're having to process like what the words they're saying before you can comprehend what the actual sentence is because it's moving that fast.
Yeah. It was horrible.
So like you were constantly thinking that entire time listening through that book, which just seems absolutely miserable.
Horrible.
Every sentence, every line in the book was a
Yes.
Did you catch what I said, guys?
Yeah.
Let me know what I said in the comments.
Yeah.
Cuz like you missed it.
Yeah.
Rewind.
But I slept really good that night because my brain was working really hard that day. Also to say, I finished the book on time. I went to my book club, met the girls, had some apps, had some drinks, and actually talked about the book.
Yeah. Big change from your first attempted book club.
Yes.
Of 2024.
Like, my last book club was more of like, we talked about the books for probably 5 minutes and then like gossiped the rest of the time, which is fine. I love that. But this book club is like a little more serious.
Yeah.
And everyone had like kind of different opinions. Everyone had good things to say. And like we really like discussed the book.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And you guys were there. Guys, I didn't even know this was possible.
Yeah.
They talked about a book for literally like, what is it, 4 hours?
No, probably like two.
No, because your thing was at 7?
Yeah, and I got home at like
10.
Oh.
So 3 hours.
3 hours.
And you picked me up some Wendy's on the way home.
Yeah.
But still, that's a long-ass time to talk about a freaking book.
Yeah. We talked about character development. We talked about, like, the history behind the book. Like, it was a really good, like, productive book club.
Yeah. Maybe when this blows up, we'll wait on it. I was going to say, like, that could be, like, your side hustle.
Book club?
Like, you know how, what's her name on the toast?
Yes.
The redhead has her little side one?
Yes.
Or is it, not Claudia, the other one.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe you could do like a book thingy. I don't know if that's a thing though.
I think they do pretty well, but no, I probably will not start a podcast book club.
Okay. Just a thought.
But yeah, anyways, I got to pick the book for the next club, so I'm really excited. And of course I found it on TikTok.
Yeah. Should we talk about the book club like gossip off rip or don't bring it up?
I don't know if any of them listen to it. I don't think they do. only one person knows about it. Maybe not.
All right, we'll keep it. We'll hold off on
but
it.
But yes, I did get some good tea from the book club after, from my one, the one friend that I knew prior to the book club.
Yeah.
Lots of good tea.
Oh, I would love to share it to our fans.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. Maybe to our patrons one day.
Maybe one day. But anyways, yeah.
Well, and then on top of that, so that's the weekend basically in our week so far up until this point of us sitting here.
Yep.
What else? Okay. Hot topic. Noah Lyles. Have you heard of this man?
No.
Okay, so Noah Lyles is a track star for the USA, right?
Yeah.
A for beast, the apparently. Olympics? Yeah, for the Olympics. Okay, anyways.
Well, you didn't specify. You were just talking about some athlete.
So, sure. He made a comment referring to the NBA. Because the NBA, you know, when they win, the NBA Super Bowl, they put on their Super Bowl or NBA Finals champions, world champions.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Lyles made this remark about how his words were something along the lines of this. He was asked a question is, what do you think of the U.S. or the basketball when they put world champions?
The NBA.
Yes.
Yeah.
He replied, world champions of what? Like, I don't see these, you know, all these teams in the States putting their country's flags on their chest, yada, yada, saying, like, you're not world champions of anything.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree.
Oh. You know, baby, I was really hoping you weren't one of those people.
I agree. And I've been saying this. I said this when you guys were saying this about when you guys won the Super Bowl. Like
the Bucks?
The Bucks were set. You were saying world
champs.
Yes, sir,
Garrett. Yes, sir, Garrett.
World champs. And, like, you're not world champs. Because, like, it's not a worldwide sport. Like, it's only the United States. So, like, how are you saying world champs?
I mean this with all love and respect on you. It's just so ignorant.
It's not a world sport, though. Like, you don't have other countries playing, too.
It is.
So, how are you world champs?
Because all the best players from those countries come to the NBA because it's the best league. The best of the best play in this league here. It's just held here. There are the best of the world.
But none of them, but it's not other countries. Like, it's states.
But like
it's the
you
United
realize,
States.
Right, fine. But you realize, like, the only reason all of these, so like France, who the U.S. just beat in the Olympics for the gold medal.
Yes.
Their best players all play in the NBA.
Yeah.
Serbia, Nikola Jokic.
From
you know,
the Nuggets.
From the Nuggets. For Serbia. He plays for Serbia, plays in the NBA.
Yeah.
The best of the best play in the NBA.
Yes, there are people from other countries who
It's
play.
Not people. It's not people. These are the top athletes
but how do
in
we
the
know?
Sport. What do you mean, how do we know?
How do we know all the best from every...
Because, like, the amount of money that's in the NFL, NBA, NHL, whatever sport you want to talk about professionally, not lacrosse and all this other bullshit. I'm talking, like, the big money makers. They have scouts all over the world that will find you. Wherever you are, if you're putting up the numbers that they're expecting out of you, they will find you.
But still, like...
I get his point, but, like, it's irrelevant.
You're
like,
not
they
world
are,
champs.
In my opinion, they are. But
you're
we
not.
Can agree to disagree.
Yeah, you're not.
I just think it's... I don't know. I think they're world champions. But I think
because
it's
because you're playing
anyways,
for a state.
Karma got his ass in the end of the day. He lost a 200 meter. So, like... And I believe, like, don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure he lost the 200 meter. So, like, he's just a wannabe, like, Usain Bolt.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think the Olympics are over now, right?
Yeah. Done. We tied with China for gold, and we had the most overall by, like, a good bit.
Yeah.
USA. USA. Was there any Olympic sport that, like, really caught your attention or, like, you didn't think you would know about or you didn't know about and it really, like... You were like, holy shit, this is pretty cool.
Well, I didn't watch the Olympics, as
I know.
Y'all know.
You didn't really join me on that journey.
No, I watched opening ceremony, and that was a little hectic. But I did see, like, some clips on TikTok and stuff, and, like, I don't know how it found me or why, but the synchronized swimmers.
Oh, yeah.
That is what came across my page.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I love it. I could watch it all day long.
Mm-hmm. It's really like peaceful and bliss.
Not even that. They're just, like, what they're doing is really hard. They're, like, dancing underwater, and they, like, have their breaths, like, planned out. So they're, like,
are they floating? Or are they standing?
No, they, like, jump into the water and are, like, doing all these, like, different formations under the water.
I know, floating or standing, though. Like, are they treading water?
Floating in the middle of the water. So they're treading. Like, not touching the ground.
Okay.
And then they're, like, literally throwing each other out of the water, like, cheerleaders, like, jumping out of the water. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that is true athleticism.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I hear you. No, it's impressive, no doubt.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I would have to say badminton.
Badminton. Why you say it like that?
Badminton? I don't know. It's a new sport to me. It's something new.
You never heard of that?
No, I used to play in middle school, but like as far as pronunciation, I was like 12. Whoa. That's pretty old. Old enough to say badminton.
Yeah. Why you still saying it like that?
Badminton.
Yeah.
Badminton.
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 Okay.
It's like bad and then mitten.
Why is that a shocker for you?
No, it was just like, I guess at the level they were playing, it was crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just, like, you know, poking it over the fence and it's got, like, a nice little arc coming down to you and then you pop it back over. These mo's, they are hitting that.
Yeah.
Like, they're spiking it, like, almost on every damn play. Like, line drive. And these dudes are going, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
And I watched China versus South Korea.
Yeah.
Those dudes are something else.
Yeah.
Those dudes are something else. So, yeah, that was one sport that was, I knew about it. I just didn't know the intensity that people played it at. Like, when will pickleball and all be in there?
I was about to say that. I'm sure it will be.
I'm sure it will be.
Probably. Because did you also know that breakdancing was in the Olympics this year?
Who is this Australian chick everybody is blasting?
Well, apparently she's like some professor of dance or some shit like that. Like, she's like a scholar of dance. And like, I guess her performance was like not up to par.
I don't think she got a single point.
No. But like, that's what I'm saying. She's like a scholar of dance. And like.
But like, who set her up like that? Nobody decided to tell her, yo, you what are you
country.
Doing? No, her country wouldn't have signed off on that.
That's how she got there.
Why the hell would Australia? She didn't show Australia the performance before they sent her out there?
I have no idea.
Because like,
I've
I saw
seen that
it?
Video on yo. TikTok too.
Yo, you cannot put that kind of shit out on out for the world. Like, you are asking. Like, the world is mean.
Oh yeah, especially nowadays with the internet.
You can't do that shit, girl.
That lives forever. You will never.
Oh my god. That. She's a walking meme for the rest of her life.
You need to go get like, yeah. I'm not gonna say it, but yeah.
I know.
You're done for, girl. It's forever. It's with you. You just got to embrace it at this point.
Yeah, you just got to laugh at yourself at this point.
Just take it.
It's like Michael Scott, like when he fell in that koi pond and then Jim told him, yo, like the best way to do this kind of stuff is just to laugh at yourself and he went too far.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I love The Office.
It's funny that you brought that up because the people on the internet are saying like this performance is like giving Michael Scott, like it's the same energy. Like if Michael Scott went to the Olympics for breakfast, that's what he would do.
Facts. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, yeah. Another 4 years. We'll wait.
I know. And it's in the US next year.
They say LA. We'll have to go to something.
We need to go to something. We have to.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. We got to do that for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
It's really close to us.
Mm-hmm. We Especially can maybe take like a road trip. Here.
Yeah.
Hit up Vegas, then go to LA.
Yeah. It would be really fun. I would love to like, if we're going to go to the Olympics, like I want to be in the opening ceremony performance. Like I don't know how.
Oh yeah. We talked about this after. Yeah.
We talked about it when we watched the opening ceremony. I would love to just be a part of it like for something. Even if it's just like a flash mob or something.
It would
I feel
be
like
a cool experience.
That's very US like flash mob. So like.
I don't even know what that means. But that would just be something cool to be. Is that like the Harlem Shake?
No. It's like when you go into like a public place and like one person starts dancing and then like everyone joins in and they're all like doing this dance. But it's like everyone knows
That sounds a lot like the Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake is a dance.
Right, but have you not seen the one at UCF?
We're not going to turn on the Cupid Shuffle and everyone's going to start doing that. What? This is like a dance that like...
What are you talking about, the Cupid Shuffle?
This is not like a dance that everyone knows.
What I'm about to say.
I know what you're talking about.
No, you
about.
Don't because you sound dumb.
I'm saying this is not like a dance everyone knows. This is like a routine that someone made up.
Oh.
And everyone learns it and then they start doing it or you like pick it up. This is not like a known dance that everyone knows.
This was in Modern Family. Remember Mitch did this for Cam?
Yes.
Wow, we watched way too much TV. Like, yes. I can put a reference to probably every scenario in life.
Yes. So anyways, if there's something like that or some kind of opening performance thing that I can be in, that's what I want to do.
Okay, right on.
Or I'd
look
love,
into that.
I'd love to be an athlete in the Olympics. Like, I got to find a sport that, like, it, like breakdancing, obviously. And just...
You could do better than a zero.
And just try out and go. Even if I don't win, just to say like I was an athlete in the Olympics.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see where the years take us.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Any good shows to recommend?
Shows?
Shows. I got one. That's why I asked you. I've really been excited. I really enjoyed it.
What shows have you seen that I haven't seen?
Receiver.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a good show for anybody who's into football.
It's a football show.
Yeah, yeah, but it's, like, in the life of the athletes.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the other one.
Quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just going to make one for every different position.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You enjoyed Quarterback, though.
No, I didn't.
Anyways, she's lying.
Anyways, enough of the banter. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's roll.
So.
Juices are flowing.
Today, I think we're just going to do... advice for the
oh keeping
the
it light
yeah we're just
keeping it light.
No topic this week. Anyways, we are gonna do some advice.
Let's do it.
Are you ready to give advice?
Yes.
Thoughtful advice.
I am always.
First one. My boyfriend and I went ring shopping recently. I told my group of five close girlfriends I am a bridesmaid in one of my friend's wedding coming up. I told her that
Are you good?
Yes. The bride immediately texted me joking, telling me to tell my boyfriend to wait to propose till after her wedding.
Ew.
I told her that if I got engaged, that I would obviously make sure the focus is on her big day and about her. Then yesterday, two of my other friends talked to me about how if I got engaged before the wedding, it is a destination wedding and I will be there for the week before exploring. I should not even wear the ring and pretend it didn't happen, including telling my friends and posting on social media until after the wedding. I told them that I was kind of offended they think that I would make someone else's wedding about me. My boyfriend is not stupid enough to propose on someone's wedding day, and if we got engaged in the days before, I would be excited and happy, yet my friends are casting a shadow on this. Also, I would never take someone's thunder on their wedding day. What should I do?
What should you do?
Yeah.
Get new friends for one.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these bitches?
I don't know.
What the hell is their deal? For real, I'm trying to wrap my head around it listening to you. First off, the stuttering was a little much
Sorry.
On that read, so we'll get that right on the next take.
Sorry.
But, like, how does that have anything to do with it, honey? Like, let her, like, what's wrong with her getting engaged?
So it sounds like, from what I understand, they're. The bride is having a destination wedding. Mm-hmm. This girl is going a week before with her boyfriend or whatever to like explore. Fine, make it a trip.
Where,
out of it.
They didn't say where it was though, right?
No.
Okay.
And I'm assuming the boyfriend, she knows or thinks the boyfriend is going to propose to her while they're in Paris
wherever.
Or Italy, whatever.
Why not?
Yeah, of course. Why not? They're there. They paid to be there.
Yep. I don't know.
And so her friend is telling her, oh, don't wear your ring to my wedding?
Ew. Like, how important do you think you are? It's literally your wedding. They're not even going to pay attention to who the hell has
who
the
has
ring
a
on
ring
their finger.
On, yeah.
What are we talking about, people?
That's so rude. Like, honestly, my advice, if you do get engaged, congratulations.
Yes.
And you should definitely post it all over. Tell all your friends. Tell your family. Like, be excited about it. And then on her wedding day, she's the bride. Whatever. Like, I'm not seeing the problem here. Don't listen to these girls and don't not share your big exciting news just because this girl, I don't know, sees you as a threat or something, which is really weird.
But like, if it's a threat and she's marrying somebody else, what was the threat?
No,
I don't understand.
Like,
what do you mean by threat?
Like, she doesn't want you to outshine her on her day.
Yeah, she's got insecurity issues.
Yeah, she's very insecure. And yeah, if these girls are like not happy for you and get mad at you for telling them, like,
bye, Felicia.
Reevaluate these friends, because like these are not friends you want, and definitely don't ask these girls to be in your wedding.
Damn.
But yeah, my advice is share your news. There, what's gonna happen? Nothing.
Nothing.
And you should be able to celebrate, and your friends should be happy for you.
I could see it though, being taking away from her big day. If he did it on the wedding day itself.
Which, obviously, no one would do that.
Yeah, that would be a completely different story. But, like,
no.
As long as that's not the case.
Yeah.
Do whatever the hell.
And she said, my boyfriend would never do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Our advice, got no problem. Our advice is live your life, post your ring, be excited, celebrate yourself. And this girl will either get over it, or she does not need to be a friend you have anymore.
Facts. Next okay. advice. Hold Next. On, let me turn the light on so you can see.
I can see. I just am not good when it comes to reading. Okay. My fiance and I just got engaged. We were originally planning on having our wedding in 2025. After doing some planning, we both realized how much money we are realistically going to need and how much time goes into planning. That being said, we decided to push our wedding until 2026. Other reasoning for this is that I'm going into my final year of school and I won't have a steady income until next year. I don't want to have to plan a wedding on a tight budget and be in school.
Mm-hmm.
But 2026 feels so far away and I'm excited to get married. I want to have it in 2025, but realistically, I don't think that is the smartest decision. 2026 gives us more time to save once we are a double income couple and also gives us more time to plan. I need advice. I have a thought.
Go, you go first. You take the lead.
Okay, so this is something that I keep telling people to do this, and like I just think this is like the cutest thing ever. Like, and this, I feel like if we could redo it, like I would do this. If you are ready to get married, you don't want to wait, but you like don't have the money right now to have your dream wedding. Go, like, pick your favorite day, whatever, and go get married. Literally, like, elope or do a small, like, ceremony with just your family, or, like, do a small thing. You could do a small thing out of the country, whatever you want to do. Just do a small thing, just you and your husband, and get married on the day you like, and then a year from your wedding date, throw an anniversary party. Or it doesn't even have to be a year. It could be 2 years, whatever. And then you can, like, throw a big, huge party, have the thing you want, you'll have the time to plan it, and it can still be just like your wedding, all that stuff, but, like, you guys already got married, you've been together for a year, all this stuff, whatever, but, like, I just think that's a better idea. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I definitely wish we didn't do that.
Well, we didn't.
Yeah, so, like, that's personally, like, not what I get the eloping portion, like, that's not the issue. I would just say wait. Like, personally, I would, like...
She said she doesn't want to wait, though.
I know. I'm giving my advice. It's literally August already of 2024. Like, mm-hmm. The rest of this year is literally going to fly by, especially with all the holidays that we have toward the end of the year.
Yeah.
Your mind's going to be completely off of that as is. You're not going to be thinking about the wedding as is.
Yeah.
So then, rolling into 2025... You have that entire year, 6 months, or whatever the hell it is, to say. I don't know how big of a wedding you're trying to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, however much to say you from now, you can start saving up. However much
you think you need, save double.
Yeah. And then, you know, as you're planning out, you're getting an idea of how much you and your husband or fiance at the time are going to be able to save, like, on a basis, on a weekly, bi-weekly basis.
Yeah.
So you can actually budget out your wedding. And then from there, I would say go ahead and plan out, you know, your wedding in 2026. That's personally what I would do. But I understand not everybody wants to wait. But I don't think your idea is bad by any means as far as, like, eloping and then doing something later down the line. But
that's what Justin and Hailey Bieber did.
I know, but, like...
But I think what's they the, did it because of
the,
COVID.
What's the rush for the wedding? Like, nothing. I wonder if they're already living together. Because, like, if probably. You're already living together, then, like, I personally definitely don't see the need to rush it.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I just think it's so, like, chic.
To what? Do it how to, you
like,
said?
To elope, like, you'll have, like, all your private pictures just for you guys from your wedding day. And then, like, on your wedding day, like, you could put those pictures, like, on your reception, whatever, your party day. It's, like, you can either renew your vows or, like, just have a reception to celebrate your anniversary of being married for 1 year. And then you can have, like, all these more photos.
Yeah.
And, personally, like, it just gives you time to, like, plan that out, and like you don't have to rush because like there's no rush.
When you say elope, like what is that? What is your definition of a elope?
Elope to me is like either just you two or like small, like just your family.
Yeah.
But I know what eloping like definition is, like just you two, I think, and a witness.
So when I say eloping, I'm thinking like I'm going me and you hopping in the car to the courthouse, signing the shit, done. That's what I think of eloping.
I mean, that's not really what it is nowadays. Anyways, you got advice from both ends of the spectrum.
Either I need to give my advice again.
You need to give your advice again? Okay, go ahead.
Stay within your means.
That's not what she asked. She didn't say, should I do it in 2025 and have no budget?
I guess what I'm getting at is like, you're just getting out of school, so like you're about to start us out, just base salary.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that your man isn't much farther ahead. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I would agree with that. So you're not going to save that much in a year.
And that's
that
what I'm getting at.
Say.
So like, yeah. How much money? I mean, we both work.
Mm-hmm.
How much money? Like, do you really, especially in today's times, do you really think that you're going to save in that year, year and a half? Like, that's something you need to think about. So like, 2026, I know you're thinking that, like, that's a super long ways away. It's Honey, not. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We're already in August.
Yeah.
So, like, this year's about to fly by, especially with the holidays. You know how it goes around holidays.
Yeah.
Before you know it, it's New Year's.
Yeah.
So, like, and then you're talking, you just have a year.
Yeah.
And then you're talking on top of that, okay, we got to start putting down payments down on some stuff.
Yeah, you have to do deposits and stuff.
So, like, everything you might save up until when that time comes... Once you start putting those deposits in for 2026, you're going to be back to, like, base zero.
Yeah. Which is why I said, go get married now. Do a small thing.
I'm about that.
Elope with your man or do a small thing. Get married now. And then however
whenever.
Long, yeah, whenever. Pick your favorite
date. It's just a ceremony. It's not the actual meaning behind the ceremony is what you guys are going to do, which is...
Yes.
Making that bond in marriage.
And then, like, however long, like, then you can really start planning your wedding and, like, have a reception. Like, the big thing, the white dress, all the stuff like that. And it can just be, like, an anniversary party or a vow renewal. And it could be literally 5 years from now when you save up all the money you need for it, whatever.
Right.
And then, like, it's just not as stressful. And, like, you're already married, which is, like, the whole point of this. That's what you wanted to do. So that's my advice.
But yeah, good luck to y'all.
Yeah.
Hope it works out, whatever y'all decide. I'm sure it's going to be great, no matter what y'all decide. So.
Congrats on the wedding.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. Last one. My now fiance and I met on an app for people specifically looking for long-term relationships or getting married. Flash forward 2 years and now we're engaged.
Wow.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Recently, I met some of her friends when she studied overseas, and they were very surprised. One of them told me that they thought my fiance would never get married because all the time she was there, which was 5 years, she never had a serious relationship. Instead, she had tons of casual partners.
Oh, hell no.
Granted, this was 6 years ago, but she never told me about this. And now I'm left wondering if we are even compatible for marriage. Before you get into it, I have thoughts. Her past is her past. This was 5 years ago. You did not even exist to her 5 years ago. So why are you mad about something when, like, she didn't even know you? That's my thoughts. My advice is you're being crazy. Your girl wants to marry you. She got on this app to meet somebody to get married.
Hold on.
She met you, and now she wants to get married.
Hold on. Are they where are they, like, in the States?
Yes.
Or is he in the States? She's wherever.
They are in the States, but she lived abroad.
So
5 years ago, she lived abroad with some friends.
So.
They met 2 years ago.
Okay.
They are now engaged after knowing each other for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
5 years ago,
Before the 2 years.
3 years before she met him.
Yeah. I'm following.
She lived abroad with some friends, was a little wild, had some fun, and now she's not that person anymore.
So are they married at this point or they're engaged?
They're engaged.
Are you done?
No, I mean, I have more things to say, but I'll let you go ahead.
Cut the line.
She didn't know him.
It's not that. That's not the point. Like, me personally, right?
Yeah.
Me personally, if... I know it sounds crazy, but, like, ain't no way in hell. You were hoeing around like that? You ain't coming home to mama.
Before...
I don't care if I didn't know you. That's who you were. I do not want that person raising my child. And it's nothing against... It's just, like, who she was. Like, I don't want that past to think, like, that's an acceptable thing to do. Like, if I have a daughter one day, God bless, like, I don't want them to think, like, it's okay to be doing that.
First of all, how's the daughter going to know?
It's not the point. It's, like, it's just the principle behind it. That's just me. So that's just where I'm coming from and the standards that I'm looking for, and I got that in my wife. But that's obviously not for everybody. But people don't care about that shit. That's fine. But for me, that's just where I'm at. So, like,
I don't think you can judge a person based on what they did 5 years ago.
When I'm making the decision to be my wife for the lifetime.
He's known her for 2 years, though, and clearly loves her enough to propose.
2 years isn't that long. 2 years is not that long, honey. Clearly doesn't know her that well. Clearly doesn't know her that well. So, well, like, if you have any doubt at this point, bro, peace.
That was also going to be my other point I was going to make is if you're so willy-nilly about proposing to somebody that you're going to be shaken by her past from 5 years ago before you even existed, then, like, you, sir, are not ready for marriage.
I don't agree.
Yeah. Because how are you going to propose to someone and then you find out one thing about them that they had a past? So excuse them for having a life before you, that they had a past.
Hold on, now you're scared
and running away. Oh, why are we compatible for marriage?
We don't know.
What about you, bro? What's in your closet?
That's also true. But, like, we don't know. How is this not brought up beforehand, before proposing?
I have no idea.
Like, that's a question. Like, how do you not know that answer, for one? Like, I don't know why you don't think... So you don't think it's a big deal just for be sleeping around? Like, literally.
It was 5 years
It doesn't matter. And how many people are we talking?
I don't know.
Because, like, that's another part to the story that, like, would definitely sway.
I don't think it matters. Like, it was 5 years ago. You did not exist to her 5 years ago. She did not know you.
Just like she didn't exist to him.
Yeah, and we don't know what his past is. He didn't disclose.
Yeah, but I'm assuming
maybe
clearly...
Maybe he was hoeing around in the States.
I doubt it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. The way he's talking about it, he seems to think, like, the person he met was Mother Mary herself. Clearly that wasn't the case, and he just neglected to ask these types of questions.
I highly doubt that.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't see how you're dogging him for having second thoughts when he's thinking about a person who's going to be potentially raising his kids.
Yeah.
I don't see how you're just saying, like, it's not a big deal.
I'm just saying, like, that was 5 years ago.
What are you talking, like, 5 years is something crazy?
It is, and you've known her for 2 years, and, like, clearly you thought she was an amazing person. You wanted to marry her. You wanted to spend your life with her. Like,
it has nothing to do with the difference of her personality, how she's changed or anything.
Yeah.
She just doesn't see her in the same lens.
Okay. Well,
you don't look
at... Well, that's on you,
let's put
dude.
It this way. Let me put it to you like this, okay? I'm about to put it real blatant for you. We're not cutting this. We're keeping it as is. You put up a picture of a whore... And Mother Mary.
We didn't say she was a whore.
I'm just saying. This is just for clarity for the lens that I'm talking about for
this
dude.
You're going to marry Mother Mary?
I'm just saying. Who are you taking home to mom, to me, that say, hey, mom, I'm going to marry this woman and make this woman the mother of my children? Who? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, it doesn't work like that for when...
But you didn't answer the question. The most important question is, like, what do you care about? You said... Oh, who do I want to take care home to my mom? Who do I want to be the mother of my children? How about who do I want to be my life partner?
I'm assuming personality. I'm in that explanation. I'm talking same personality and everything else. Nothing else is different besides one has been around the block and one is
not. It sounds like you value the opinion of other people more than you value what you want.
No, it isn't. It's a moral thing. I don't want a... as my wife. Period.
Okay, so give him your advice and then I'll give him mine.
I think I've made my advice clear, bro.
He said cut it off.
Yeah, I don't need to give it.
My advice is you are not ready for marriage. If you are so easily swayed by something that happened 5 years ago before you existed. And good luck finding any partner who doesn't have a past life before you existed.
That's not what he's talking about. My point is
you should not have proposed to this girl if you clearly are like so easily swayed. If you truly love this girl and were ready to get married to her, like, it wouldn't matter what someone said to you because, like, you love this girl and you know this girl and you would defend her. So, like, you're not ready for marriage and she did nothing wrong. Anyways. That's our advice. You got the perspective from the male and the female. We only agreed on one of these, but...
what are you going to do?
That's
it's
okay.
Just part of it. We don't
that's
have
okay.
to agree on everything.
You can just... whatever opinion suits you, go with it. If neither of them do... go with that too, you know?
Listen to a new podcast.
Live your life, okay?
Yeah. Well, either way, hope you all figure it out.
Yeah. Congrats to everyone who is getting married.
What's next? Is that the last one?
Yeah. That's all we got for you.
Another episode in the books.
And go follow us on Instagram and TikTok because I've been trying to post more on Instagram. I've been posting on our TikTok. We're kind of going off there.
I've been seeing the notifications.
We're popping
like
off.
Like for the newlyweds just posted XY on their story or something.
We're popping off. We're going to be putting more TikToks out. Instagram is where I do like a lot of polls for the episode. That's where I post for the advice if you want to submit your advice. Other questions, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all on the Instagram. So, like, if you want to be involved, if you want to send us ideas for the episode or whatever you want to hear about, like, it's on the Instagram.
It's on
Follow
the Instagram.
Follow us there.
Is that the new slang? Is that how people say it? It's on the Instagram? Or is that just some Elizabeth Sarau spin?
Oh, that's just me.
All right. I like it. It's on the Instagram.
On the Instagram. At the Newlyweds Pod.
And merch is on the way.
For us. Yeah.
Doing some trial stuff.
You'll see it on the socials.
Oh, I'm hype. I'm hype for the merch, for real.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get some boys some merch.
And we mean it this time. I know we said that before and we never did anything. This is for real. I'm in the talks with someone right now.
I need the addies.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, things are looking up for the newlyweds. We're really excited for the season to continue on. We are so thankful for all of y'all who listen to us on a weekly basis. If you're new, welcome to the Newlyweds family. We appreciate you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been here for a while, as always, thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of the Newlyweds.